What's up, guys and gals? Welcome to Yin Yang Yin, the pod covering spiritual and metaphysical topics in order to expand, grow, and evolve our minds, bodies, and spirits so that we can consistently keep living our best life. In today's episode, we pose a rhetorical question to our listeners and explore the topic of Ma'at, the Egyptian goddess of truth, justice, harmony, and balance. Would your heart weigh more or less than Ma'at's white feather of truth? Let's get into it and explore what we've got. Let's start off by visiting some history of Ma'at so we are all familiar and on the same page about what exactly Ma'at is, who Ma'at is, and what it represents and means. So Ma'at is the ancient Egyptian goddess of truth, justice, harmony, and balance, a concept known as Ma'at in Egyptian, who first appears during the period known as the Old Kingdom, but no doubt existed in some form earlier. She is depicted in anthropomorphic form as a winged woman, often in profile with the ostrich feather on her head or simply as a white ostrich feather. The feather of Ma'at was an integral part of the weighing of the heart of the soul ceremony in the afterlife, where the heart of the soul of the dead person was weighed in the scales of justice against the feather. Ma'at maintained a vital role in the mortuary rituals of Egypt, where she weighed the hearts of the deceased. This mortuary role evolved over the decades into the principle of Ma'at, the desired right attitude, which remained the ethical and moral foundation of the Egyptian people. Side note. This is totally random, but one of the catalysts that provoked me in the past to learn more and research African Egyptian history and Ma'at was Rihanna's tattoo of Ma'at under her breasts. Yes, I'm talking about Rihanna, the world famous Fenty Beauty billionaire mogul pop sensation, her. I noticed at some point in her career she had gotten a tattoo under her chest, and I kept trying to figure out, okay, what is this? What is this symbol? So fast forward to me doing my research, the symbol was Egyptian hieroglyphics, and yeah, she has Ma'at tattooed under her bosom. The Egyptians believed strongly that every individual was responsible for his or her own life, and that life should be lived with other people and the earth in mind. In the same way that the gods cared for humanity, so should humans care for each other and the earth which they have been provided with. This philosophy is evident in every aspect of Egyptian culture, from the way they constructed their cities to the balance and symmetry of their temples and monuments. If one lived harmoniously in the will of the gods, then one was living in harmony with the concept of Ma'at and the goddess who embodied that concept. One was free to live however one wanted, of course, and completely ignore the principle of Ma'at, but eventually one would face the trial which awaited everyone, judgment in the Hall of Truth, also known as the Hall of Two Truths in the afterlife. So here would be a good place to point out the fact that Ma'at at this point, based upon our research, is not just a goddess, it's the actual concept and way of life. Based upon the Egyptians making Ma'at a way of living, the 42 ideals of Ma'at was created, and it's similar to, if you're familiar with Christianity, it's similar to the Ten Commandments, which serves as a moral compass code for, you know, the humans alive during the time of the Old Testament in the Bible. So now I'm going to read the 42 laws or ideals of Ma'at. Number one, I honor virtue. Two, I benefit with gratitude. Three, I am peaceful. Four, I respect the property of others. Five, I affirm that all life is sacred. Six, I give offerings that are genuine. Seven, I live in truth. Eight, I regard all altars with respect. Nine, I speak with sincerity. 10. I consume only my fair share. 11. I offer words of good intent. 12. I relate in peace. 13. I honor animals with reverence. 14. I can be trusted. 15. I care for the earth. 16. I keep my own counsel. 17. I speak positively of others. 18. I remain in balance with my emotions. 19. I am trustful in my relationships. 20. I hold purity in high esteem. 21. I spread joy. 22. I do the best I can. 23. I communicate with compassion. 24. I listen to opposing opinions. 25. I create harmony. 26. I invoke laughter. 27. I am open to love in various forms. 28. I am forgiving. 29. I am kind. 30. I act respectfully. 31. I am accepting. 32. I follow my inner guidance. 33. I converse with awareness. 34. I do good. 35. I give blessings. 36. I keep the waters pure. 37. I speak with good intent. 38. I praise the goddess and the god. 39. I am humble. 40. I achieve with integrity. 41. I advance through my own abilities. And 42. I embrace the awe. And I want to take a quick moment to shout out the Kemet Experience. So that is kemetexperience.com. You can go on there on the website, and they have a blog on the website, and it's actually titled The 42 Ideals of Ma'at. It was published March 24th, 2019, which is a coincidence because we're recording this episode around the very same time. Research and pre-production of this episode led me to a blog post titled On Ma'at and Learning Solidarity on theomagica.com by Frater Aker. It's very long. I'm going to post the link to the blog in this episode's description box. And next, we're going to read an excerpt of the blog post that I feel is so relevant to the episode today. The excerpt that I'm going to read discusses how we can apply the principles of Ma'at to our everyday lives in today's times. It reads, "Now I sit here and wonder what Ma'at could mean for us today. Learning about the ethics of the ancient Egyptians certainly was a stark reminder for me not to attempt anything in magic that I haven't yet mastered in my mundane everyday life. Who am I to approach celestial spirits with the request to walk through their gates if I can't even yet calm my heart and bet it on patience? Most of all, the idea struck me that the cosmos, or any habitat for that matter, is nothing hierarchical and stable at all. I realized how much I have fallen into the trap of believing that all it took for healing to take place was to stop or somehow extract our destructive human behavior. Isn't that the metaphor we often encounter these days? To look at mankind as some kind of virus that once contained or killed off would allow again for a prospering ecosystem to restore itself? It turns out life might be much more complex than that, and much more in need, not of human passiveness, but of our positive agency. I think of the female act of giving birth. I think of how much care we have learned to give to these moments or hours, not to over-engineer it and yet not to abandon it, to maintain a caring, watchful presence, gently supporting the process, stewarding both mother and the emerging life without considering ourselves neither the conductor nor the creator of the moment to unfold. In these moments, we still know how to stay true to the origin of the word response, which originally meant promising nothing in return. For every movement mother and child are performing, we offer a promise in return. What if I knew how to walk through every normal day like this, like a midwife to the small cosmos I am a part of, to the world that surrounds me and which is continuously caught up in the process of being born and being also taken into death again? What if I had mastered such level of listening, of patience, of jointing together each act of promise and counter-promise, of deed and counter-deed, of weaving together yesterday and today, the last moment and then the next? Wouldn't that be quite the way to aspire to live? The way of the adept, without a single step into the magical circle, but out, unrestricted into the open world. Speaking Ma'at, doing Ma'at. Here is to a better 2019. And yeah, so I guess he published this in 2019, or he originally wrote it in 2019. So that's what he ended it with. Here's to a better 2019, which I think says a lot. You know, like, I think that that is a very reflective blog post to begin with, if it's during the new year and it's an appropriate time to kind of like reflect on your life in this way. So that says a lot about the author as a person. So kudos to him. And again, the author of the blog post that we just read is Frater Aker, and his blog is theomagica.com. That's Theo as the prefix to theology, T-H-E-O, Magica, M-A-G-I-C-A, so magic with the A at the end of it, .com. All right, Yin Yang Gang. So now let's circle back to the episode title topic at hand, which is, would your heart weigh more or less than Mott's white feather? And sometimes I say Ma'at so fast, it may sound like I'm like meshing the words together, but I promise you, I know how to pronounce it. But yeah, that's a rhetorical question. But just to be completely candid and honest with you guys, I mean, when I was reading the 42 laws of Ma'at, or the 42 principles of Ma'at, I violate some of those, and I'm just going to keep it 100% real. But to me, that's no different than Christianity, which I identify myself as, and sin, you know, because like in Christianity, I can't think of what the actual scripture is right now, but it's in Romans, and it's for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So yeah, hopefully you guys got something good out of this episode. And another little gem out of this episode that I hope sticks with listeners is Frater Aker's blog excerpt that I read. Like, the most important part out of that to me that we should take with us, Yin Yang Gang, is that instead of trying to manipulate everything going on in the universe, it's more in alignment with the principles of Ma'at to, like a midwife or doula helping a mother give birth, be patient with the universe and let life's happenings occur and flow naturally. And I actually wrote this down because I thought it was just like just a key jewel to life, you know? And I'm all about that. All right, y'all. So thanks for tuning in, tapping in, turning on with me this episode. Hopefully it shed more light on the ancient goddess Ma'at, its symbolic meaning, and how we can apply this knowledge to improving our daily lives. And until next time, keep yin-yanging, keep the beat playing, on and on, spiritually moving like a rolling stone. Peace and love.